Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And scientists says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. And heat waves as well. Are you concerned personally about the climate change? Very concerned?
Yes, very concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
Would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Opposed.
And you will say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose, because we should go first.
Okay. A recent analysis found that the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose this air quality equipment standard? I would just say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. I'm going to read a list of various proposals being considered by the state, and please tell me if you strongly or somewhat support or strongly or somewhat oppose. And let's start with increasing access to public transportation.
Good.
So strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Expanding quality healthcare. Would you support or oppose?
Healthcare?
Yes, sir.
Oppose.
I would say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. What about improving electrical grid reliability? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strong.
What about building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose. Strongly.
Thank you. And what about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it?
Yes. Great.
Okay. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And would you say somewhat or strongly?
Some.
Okay. Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? And the first one says, the climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather waves. This is for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. The next says, the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first. engulfed by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in the denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help to pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No, there won't be no impact on my behalf, but you know how things go.
Understand. Okay, thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of the climate change and ensures the big oil gas companies pay a share of the cost even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. If the 2024 election were held today, sir, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
I'd rather have Trump.
Okay, thank you. For the last question, just for statistical purposes only, we're almost done, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and over?
60-64.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? Would you say white, African-American, or older?
American.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for your time, sir. We already conclude our survey. Thank you for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. Hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Happy holidays to you.
You too, sir. Thank you.